News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening, listeners. A warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories, and unfolding events from the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's program, we explore the rich cultural heritage of the Lotha tribe of Nagaland and bring you a story on the traditional fermented crab delicacy of the Lotha Nagas. We also bring you a report on the theatre festival of the National School of Drama in Agartala. But first, let's head to Sikkim, where the Senior Women's Football League 2026 is being organized by the Sikkim Football Association. In a major boost to women's football and empowerment in Sikkim, the Sikkim Football Association has partnered with an insurance company as the title sponsor for the Senior Women's Football League 2026. The league kicks off on 24th February at Palijor Stadium, Gangtok, featuring six teams from Sikkim, Darjeeling and Siliguri. Here is a report from our Gangtok correspondent Dili Ram Dulal.
The second edition of the league include Gangtok Himalayan Sporting Club, Singling Sporting Club, Soreng, Northern FC Mogan, Chujachen Sport Academy, Darjeeling 11 and Milan Mod FA Silguri. The competition will follow a league cup knockout format with the final scheduled on March 8, International Women's Day. Winners will receive rupees 1 lakh while runners-up will get 50,000 along with individual awards. Sikkim Football Association president emphasized that association with support from the state government and sports and youth affairs department continue to promote football across category.
This time around, we have been very, very lucky that Mr. Anup Rao managed to see the potentials of Sikkimese footballer and in fact the women's. So they have come forward to get hand and take Sikkimese women's football together forward. As you all know, Sikkim has been very, very proactive as far as the sports is concerned, and especially football has been our main game. We have minimum of six teams participating this time around, this being the first Sikkim League, Women's League. So we have four teams from Sikkim. We have one from Mangan District, one from Soreng District, one from Gangtok District, and one from Pathum District. Since we are required to have minimum of six teams, so to fill in the gaps in the remaining two slots, we have invited a women's team from Darjeeling and a women's team from Siliguri, who will also be here and will be with us for such a long period participating in the league tournament. This tournament's final has been slated on the 8th of March, which you all know it is an International Women's Day. This is being conducted for the first time. It is, of course, sort of a trial for both the company as well as us also, because we had in the past in the boys' football couple of sponsors. A wide message goes across the state and the country as a whole that for the women's development, one company can do so much. This will be an eye-opener for other big companies and big, you know, industrial companies in India. And I feel they should. Women empowerment is a must. We also believe in that. Of course, Sikkim is far on the reasonable, you know, side as far as women's empowerment is concerned. So accordingly, this time around, we have kept in each and every match, a woman of the match will be declared in each and every match. She will be presented a cash reward of rupees 5,000. And at the end of the tournament, our committee, select committee, will choose a woman of the tournament. She will be presented a cash award of rupees 10,000. And for the winners and the runners-up, of course, this will be a league cum knockout basis. Each team will, whether they lose or win, they will have to play minimum of five matches among themselves. Then the topper of the thing, they will reach to the semifinals. And again, in the semifinal, they will have a clash. Then ultimately, two finalist team will be selected and they will play the final match on the 8th of March. This finalist team, the runners-up will be getting rupees 50,000 as a cash reward along with the medals and the trophies. At the same time, the winner of this tournament, it's a league, will be awarded a cash award of 1 lakh with the trophies and the medals.
CEO Anup Rao highlighted the company commitment to inclusion and talent development, while CMO Ruchika Verma stressed creating equal opportunity and role model for aspiring women footballers. With Maina Chatterjee, Diliram Dulal, Akashwani News, Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
The 25th Bharat Rang Mahotsav, the world's largest international theatre festival organized by the National School of Drama, is being held from 27 January to 20th February. This year, the festival features over 277 productions in 228 Indian and international languages over a span of 25 days. As part of the festival, theatre lovers in Tripura witnessed unique performances of five plays over five consecutive days beginning 8th February under the aegis of the Thai wing of the NSD Centre of Nazrul Kalakshetra, Agartala. Here is a report from our Agartala correspondent Suman Bhattacharji.
The 25th Bharat Rang Mahotsav, the world's largest international theatre festival organized by the National School of Drama, NST, Ministry of Culture, Government of India, is giving theatre lovers from all over the country. The theatre lovers of the state got opportunity to watch five world-class plays in 5 days in Agartala. Undoubtedly, the harmonious expression of multidimensional drama voices, artists and cultural narratives from different parts of India at the Nazrul Kalakshetra Ananda Auditorium in the colorful theatre festival made its audiences very bow. The director, NSD TIU in Tripura chapter, Vipno Barkakoti, said that NSD is continuously working towards spreading and democratizing the art of theatre.
इसका मकसद ये है कि आप जो रंगमंच से जुड़े व्यक्तित्व हैं या थिएटर एक्टिविस्ट हैं उनको एक प्लेटफॉर्म देना उनके बीच में एक आदान प्रदान का जो माहौल है वो उसकी चेष्टा करना और कहीं ना कहीं जो आज के तकनीकी दुनिया में थिएटर खो चुका है हल्का सा क्योंकि आजकल हर जगह ब्लॉगिंग है कैमरा है अपने हाथ में मोबाइल है तो हम कोई भी ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म्स इतने आ गए हैं जो एक कहीं ना कहीं चैलेंज की तरह से आ गया है थिएटर के लिए तो थिएटर को बूस्ट अप करने के लिए ओवरऑल एक थिएटर से जुड़े रहने वाले लोग हैं उनको बूस्ट अप करने के लिए फेस्टिवल बहुत बड़ा काम करने वाला है.
The Assamese, Bengali, Hindi, different languages, different cultures, different styles of theater, but in this eternal flow of the same diverse Indianity, Bharat Rang Mahotsav is a guiding event for the whole world. This is what the minds of theater lovers seem to be saying. For Northeast Diary, Shuman Bhattacharjee, Akashwani Agartala.
Listeners, Nagaland is a home to 18 major tribes, each with a distinct and vibrant cultural identity. Every tribe has its own customs, language, traditions and style of dress. This diversity is beautifully reflected in their colorful attire, traditional jewelry and intricate beadwork. So today we turn our focus to the Lotha Nagas, a major indigenous tribe primarily inhabiting Voka district, known for their vibrant cultures, rich oral traditions and agricultural lifestyle. Let us learn more about the heritage of the Lotha Naga community.
Oh,
Voka is a district headquarters in Nagaland, is inhabited by Lothas, one of the major tribes of Nagaland. Voka is surrounded by several hills and ridges which make it a scenic hotspot for tourism. Mr. Shalom Sham, T. Lotha, and Mr. Linchen T. Muri from Lotha tribe are with us to give a glimpse of their tribe and the uniqueness of their tribe.
My name is Shalom Shanti Lotha.
Hello, my name is Lichon Timuri, and I'm from Lotha community.
The headquarters is at Voka. There's a place called Voka town. All the Lotha communities specially resides. We have our Lotha community, we are spread all over Nagaland. Actually, we Lotha community, we are from the Mongolian tribe, Mongolian race. We came through China and then came across Kohima, and then the Lotha community, we people settled at Voka town only.
Lotha land is also known as a land of plenty due to suitable conditions for farming.
The uniqueness about the Lotha tribe, especially we the Lothas, we are known for our special dish when it comes to distinguishing. And also we the Lothas, we are also called land of plenty. So in that way, one can distinguish when it comes to our community. Land of plenty, in a sense, in Voka, we used to get, means we used to get a lot of vegetables, means fruits and all, everything. Everything is self-sufficient. In that way, we should call it land of plenty.
Dance and music is part and parcel of their lives, like their sister tribes. Mr. Shalom Sham, T. Lotha, and Mr. Lichen T. Mori are eloquent when they speak about the performing art and culture of their tribe.
Festival is called Tokwemong. We celebrated it for 7 days. It's a festival regarding our boss harvest. So how we celebrate that festival, like, we used to give our everything, we used to give our best. In that way, like, we hope that our Almighty God, He'll help us, He'll grant us more in our fields or whatever. It is celebrated usually in the month of November. It starts from 1st November to 7th November. We have different kind of songs, like folklore, folklones. It depends upon different villages. We have, like, our Lotha community, we have, like, 20-30 villages, and some are somewhat similar, but it's quite difficult to, like, express, show exactly how, like, our folklore.
What is the theme?
It's especially about fighting a warrior type. Those warrior days, we were known as headhunters. Now the time has changed. We have also, like, evolved in other ways. Otherwise, the folklore, it purely depends upon the warriors. Like, those warriors who will kill more or who will get more heads, they will be regarded very highly something like that. I know a few gospel songs. That is how we respect our religion. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, how pleasant you are to me.
The dress and shawl worn by the Lotha tribe have several patterns that indicate the number of social feasts given by the weaver.
We, the men folks, we used to wear three. One is called Pangrab. The traditional dress is worn by an adult. And one is called Longbensa. And the traditionally is worn only by the warriors. And one we call Ejamsa. The dress is only worn by the elders. So that's how we differentiate.
Anatem Christian, if you not take on now. Anatem Christian, if you not take on now.
Kitchen has a center place in Naga life. Here is a Lotha Naga kitchen. Explained for you.
Sitting in a kitchen, we, especially all the Nagas, not only the Lothas, we prefer kitchen to sit in a kitchen. It's a warmer place where we can be free. Or like, if you don't want to perform any like formal thing also, you can be casual in the kitchen. But kitchen is the best place for everyone, anybody, without any category, without any classes. We can sit together. We can talk about anything, we can share anything. That is how we used to think how important our kitchen is. Some of our villages, you'll find lots of interesting things. Like we used to keep our food grains here. We used to keep like our vegetables in these things. We used this one for trying everything.
Last but not the least, Morung's a prominent village institution. A community house or dormitory for young unmarried men is also part and parcel of Lotha community, says Lin Chen T. Murray.
Morung, this Morung, like Jews, they have a university. Same thing, we, the Nagas, we have this Morung. Which means this is an institution. During the time of headhuntings, we don't have formal education. We don't have formal school. So everything was taught from this Morung. In order to groom those youth to fit into that society, they were trained in everything. This is the place where the youths were trained. In that way, it passed down.
Kyon, a traditional fermented crab delicacy of the Lotha Nagas, has recently brought international attention to indigenous food wisdom from the hills of Voka. This age-old dish won the Food of the Himalayas contest during the World Food Day 2025 celebrations. Let's learn more about this from our Koima correspondent, Asuno.
Originating from the mixed-covered hills of Voka district in Nagaland, Tokyond is a distinctive fermented dish made from river mud crabs blended with roasted sesame paste. Deeply rooted in Lotha Naga culinary tradition, it reflects indigenous knowledge system that combined foraging, fermentation and smoke preservation. The preparation begins along river banks where mud crabs are traditionally caught using handmade bamboo traps baited with chicken innards. Crabs are then handpicked from beneath rocks or lured using baited bamboo stakes placed along the banks. Once collected, they are thoroughly cleaned and prepared for marination, with the entire crab used, including the shells, claws, legs, and innards. A rich roasted sesame piece is prepared in a clean bowl to which crushed garlic, ginger, chili flakes and a splash of bamboo shoot vinegar reduction are added. The mixture is whisked into a smooth consistent paste. The clean crabs are then coated evenly with this marinade and the shells are delicately stuffed with the mixture, now called tokyon. The marinated crabs are wrapped in white leaves, tied securely and gently heated over the wood fire. They are then hung above the kitchen hearths where heat and smoke neutralize the raw smoke while infusing a rich smoky aroma. After fermentation, the crabs undergo smoke, allowing the flavor to mature, the texture to refine, and the signature smokiness to develop. Traditionally eaten as a chutney with rice, tokyon is also used to enhance boiled vegetables, soups, and smoked meats, and has recently found modern adaptations in salad and dressings. We also have Ovuntung Junoy, whose documentary titled Tokyon, produced in collaboration with Woka-based researchers Tundemo Oven and Gilbert Homsoy, won the Food of the Himalayas contest during the World Food Day 2025 celebration. The results were declared in December 2025.
This documentary was produced for the Food of the Himalayas contest jointly organized by the Himalayan University Consortium in collaboration with Wealth Hunger Hilfe and the Native Foodscape Foundation, with the objective of showcasing traditional, ethnic and indigenous food of the Hindu Kush Himalaya region.
In the serene hills of Woka, a small district in the hilly state of Nagaland in northeast India, a Lotha Naga farmer returns home after a long day's work. As the fire crackles in the kitchen hearth, he unwraps his meal. White rice wrapped in wild leaves. Catfish cooked with local spices. As he prepares the feast on this humble meal, he remembers something. A treasured delicacy that he had stored for nights like this. Poto, a fermented river mud crab in sesame paste. He sits by the fire, savoring a meal rooted in tradition and generation of craft.
Beyond its culinary appeal, tokyon is valued for its nutritional benefits, rich in protein, minerals and probiotics derived from fermentation. The dish stands as a living example of indigenous food preservation practices and the sustainable food wisdom of the Naga people. With Johanna Asonyo from Kohima for Northeast Diary. And now listen to Charo Kupi Under the Moon by legendary singer Silas Kekon, a poignant classic about a dying man comforting his wife, promising to wait for her under the moon.
Thank you.
This brings us to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and do take good care of yourself.
This program was presented by Vinita Thakur and produced by Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.